Go. Hi, this is Carol the Cat from Guardians of the Geekery.
And this is Mia Davis Miyaklo from Just Mia Davis.
That's right. I've gone rogue. This is Guardians of the Geekery Rogue episode number one.
Woohoo!
Where it's just me and my friend Mia. And what we're doing tonight is we are pairing wine with Girl Scout cookies. We're going to pair four different Girl Scout cookies with four different wines tonight. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to do another batch with four different cookies and four different wines. Mm-hmm. So,
because we classy.
That's right. We're classy. I'm sitting in a glitter-filled table. We are so classy. The classy just drips off of us. Okay, so... yeah, we got started early, folks.
Up first, we've got some Thin Mints.
Thin Mints, and we are pairing this with a Merlot. I am posting pictures of each of the cookies and wine pairings. This is a Candoni Italy Merlot, made with organic grapes.
Mm-hmm. And I'll pick that out for the organic.
It's got the cutest little llama on it. I think that's a llama. Is that a llama?
I would say that's a llama, yes. It's got a very
tribal,
artisan
It's like a tribal llama on the label. And it's Merlot della Venise.
It would make a good tattoo.
It would make a good tattoo. Yeah. One of these days we'll do a tattoo episode of Woo-hoo! Guardians of the Geekery.
I think that's what episode 3 might be.
That's right. Okay. You can hear a scream while we get tattooed.
I'm opening the cork in. Arr!
I'm kind of opening the wine. Bear with us, folks. Oh, there we go. Okay.
I've got my cookie.
Okay, now this is the pairing that's probably going to work the least for me because I can't stand mint. So Thin Mints are not my favorite cookie. And I'm not particularly fond of Merlot. But we're going to give this a shot. Mia's already dove into the cookies.
Well, I haven't eaten one yet, but Thin Mints are my favorite Girl Scout cookie. If anybody on my Facebook or Instagram know, I'm all about the Thin Mint. Merlot, hit and miss for me. I haven't tried this brand, so we'll see.
This Merlot, incidentally, is as purple as my hair.
And you don't need to pour the gallon there, Carol.
That was like just a jug, like a jug.
We're just doing a tasting here.
Oh. Damn. Okay, so... cookie first. So, this is a Thin Mint cookie, which is pretty standard for Girl Scouts. They've had them forever. Dark chocolate. Was the insides always chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the beginning of time.
I was a Girl Scout.
Nice and crumbly. I was a Girl Scout, too. We discussed this earlier.
Yeah.
We both started as brownies and
moved on to Girl Scouts.
With
for a little
green,
while.
Until the teasing got the best of us.
Yeah.
Fuck them bitches.
That's right. Them's not classy anymore. So, incidentally, I got an odd look from the girls when I walked up to their table and said, give me one of each. I don't think anybody had ever walked up to them and bought 8 boxes of cookies before.
And there's no discount for multiple purchases.
It's like, I'm buying 8 boxes of your cookies. Cut me some slack. So, okay, minty, chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
Not my favorite cookie. And now, I can tell this wine is going to be...
It smells strong.
It smells very strong. Wow. Okay. That's heady. Yeah, I poured a lot.
Oh, not a fan of this pairing.
No. Oh.
This...
okay.
It's the Merlot. It just kills it for me.
But yeah. The Merlot is almost too grapey. It's almost too grape juice.
It's kind of almost prune juice.
It is.
Yeah, it's like warm, room temperature prune juice.
Room temperature prune juice.
Yeah. Where did you get the list of pairings?
I just did a Google search and came up with the first...
Good old Google.
Google came up with the first image, and it paired all 8 of these cookies and a couple that they don't sell anymore, the thank yous and the...
That Google knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That's my ex's lawyer, is Google.
How well is that working out for him there? Okay, I'm not a fan of the wine.
I'm going to finish my cookie, and I'm not going to finish the wine.
I'm not going to finish my cookie either. Do you want to finish my cookie?
Yeah,
what's
your cookie?
Just a cookie. So this pairing, I can see where a heady red wine would go well with the cookie because of the dark chocolate and the mint. But this particular Merlot is way too fruity to go with that chocolate, and it's just really... Ugh. Okay. That didn't go well. So that's a miss on number one.
Shall I pour these out?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Incidentally, I'd like to thank Joey the Giddy Geeker for letting me do a rogue episode and putting it on the website. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey.
You'd be awesome. Oh, okay. So, Candoni Italy Merlot made with organic grapes. Cute llama, bad wine. We're going to have to cook with the rest of this.
Possible tattoo inspiration.
So we got.
I'm not going to call it a total loss.
No, we got that going for us. So, our next pairing is probably, we're going with the port.
Samoas.
We're going with Samoas, which is my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Caramel delights in my Girl Scout days.
I think they were in my Girl Scout days, too. They were caramel delights for a very long time. I'm not sure why they changed them to Samoa.
I don't know either. They changed a few of the names. But
it's not even, like, politically correct, is it?
I'm going to guess not.
Okay, this just has a nice little pull cork here.
The description here says, crisp cookies coated in caramel, sprinkled with toasted coconut, and striped with dark chocolate coating. And look at this hussy and her short skirt.
I know! There's a picture of the cookie, and they're both in really short skirts. They're like talking at the White House or something in short skirts. Those Girl Scouts, you gotta watch out for them.
Sluts in training.
Sluts in training, yes. So we're pairing the Samoas with a Sandman Ruby Port. This is another lovely label. I like the little Dark Man-esque label on this one, but
that's top shelf.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my lord, Mia. Oh dear.
I have never had a port I liked. But
I have.
That it's not. That's because I haven't had top shelf.
I'm gonna go a little bit lighter on the pour here.
I thank you.
And again, it's as purple as my hair.
I'm gonna sip some water here to cleanse my palate.
As am I. We got some purple wine. Normally wine's red, but this is very, very purple. Oh dear. Okay. We're going for a cookie first because the sweet is gonna need. I think this is gonna need some cutting with the sweet. Of course, the cookie is delicious. And they say one box is 12 servings. They lie.
It's a good cookie.
Mm-hmm. They used to be bigger.
This was my biggest seller.
Mm-hmm. Mine too. When they introduced.
You're right. It did used to be bigger. And I want to say flatter, too.
I think the boxes used to be bigger and the cookies used to be bigger. Everything's getting smaller. Or maybe I just got bigger because I was little when I was a Girl Scout. So, we're going with the port. Okay, so, cookie's delicious.
Oh my gosh.
That is a very strong port. Oh.
Oh my god, that's gasoline. I don't care for that one. I am not a fan.
I actually don't mind this. Woo! It is sweet, though. It is very sweet.
Mm. Yeah, sweet, sweet gasoline.
I think this might actually pair better with the Thin Mint.
Oh, my gosh.
With the Samoa, it's too sweet. It's almost too rich. Ooh. I think the Samoas needs more of a Pinot Noir. Something red, but dry. Trent is. Our background music, incidentally, is one Trent Reznor. He's trying to barge in here. Okay. I like the port. I actually do like the port, but not with this cookie. It's making it overpoweringly sweet on my tongue.
It is. I've got my little sweet spot thyroid picking up some, like, overload.
Yeah. I'm going to finish the cookie. I'm not going to finish the port, though, because that needs to be, like, by itself.
Maybe with Oreos.
I do think that port with a Thin Mint would probably go well because of the mint.
You want to try it?
No, because I hate Thin Mints. Maybe after we're done with the whites, I'll try a Thin Mint in the port just to see if it works well. But with the Samoas are way too sweet for that. I'm not sure. And everything I looked at said port with Samoas. I'm like, okay, no.
Well, moving on to what we like would be the whites.
Yeah, we started with reds. I like red wine. I'm not particularly fond of what they asked us to pair those cookies with. But the two whites that we got, I do actually like. So
should we go with Savannah Smiles and Riesling first?
Let's do the let's do the Savannah Smiles and a Riesling.
That one I picked out for the bottle there.
It's actually a beautiful bottle. This is Once Bitten Riesling. It's got a nice green apple on it.
It's a German Riesling, which is my favorite.
And then this is pairing it with the Savannah Smiles, which used to be lemony something. I think it used to call it lemon something.
Lemon wedges, perhaps, but definitely, yes, something lemon.
And I think this will actually go
and
well.
And these girls on the cover have on their green t-shirts with their chef caps.
That's right. They're not slutty.
They are building skills.
That's right. On the box for the Thin Mints, they're like gardening or something, which made me quite worried as to where they got the damn Thin Mints. Do they grow them?
They grow the mint, Carol.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, the cookie. I haven't had one of these in forever. Oh my god, that's lemony. Do they eat a lot of lemon in Savannah?
Because no idea where these names are coming from.
I don't know if I'd smile. That's a pucker. That's a pucker.
It won the gold award from the Girl Scouts.
For pucker?
And it's on. It says Brownie Celebrating Community Badge.
Oh.
So maybe this is more of a brownie cookie than a Girl Scout
cookie. It's very lemony.
I can, yes. It's like candy.
It's like a lemon head candy with
yes.
It crumbled on top of a cookie.
Right. Powdered sugar dusting.
However, it pairs very well with the Riesling.
I'm going to give it a go on the Riesling. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good Riesling.
That's a good Riesling. This is a good cookie. It's a good pairing.
It's a good pairing.
Yes.
That's nice, light and refreshing. The lemon is very zesty. And the Riesling is somewhat sweet. It counteracts the zestiness of the lemon. Look at us. We're sounding all classy here. We're not even drunk bitches at the table.
Well, I'm going to drink this full
glass. Yeah, we'll drink that bottle.
Give me some time.
Here, Joey, here's a 2-hour podcast of us getting drunk.
We can do that. We can make that happen.
We can, trust us.
Though somebody might want to take our phones, put them in a cage or something.
Okay, so this is the most successful pairing so far. This is the Savannah Smiles. I almost said Dosey Dose, but that's for the next one. Savannah Smiles and a Riesling. A German Riesling. And I like this Riesling, too, so good stuff all around.
Very regional specific thing. German Riesling, Savannah cookies.
Savannah Smiles. Although I don't... Anyone in Savannah, do you eat a lot of lemons? I thought it was in Georgia that's the
maybe
peach.
They're known for lemon groves? No.
Georgia's peach. I'm going to finish the wine because that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, just bear with us while we finish our wine.
You just hang tight there, people.
Incidentally, we're doing this after watching Deadpool for the second time.
Second time, numero dos.
The after the movie end bit was extended.
Yes, we went to a free screening, the advanced screening for our first viewing. And so the end credit had one little bit.
One little Ferris Bueller bit, but...
And then it sort of went to black screen and came back for a second one.
Yeah, so...
I'm glad we stayed.
We actually got something new.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard more of the jokes. Yeah,
we heard more of the jokes. The first time it was hard to hear because so many people were laughing.
Yeah.
It was a packed theater.
And this was not quite a packed theater, but still a very, very good movie. Excellent film.
Best comic book movie that I've ever seen.
Close for me. Very close. I am kind of sad because this is doing so well. It just means that there's going to be so many more Deadpools at all of the cons.
And that's why I was kind of anti-Deadpool. Going to Dragon Con, seeing all the Deadpool cosplayers.
Just like, doing every variation of Deadpool.
This is too mainstream for me. I'm not going to be into this. I was wrong.
Yeah. Very, very good movie.
Merc with a mouth.
It works. Not a fan of Ryan Reynolds. I'm a fan of Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. Okay.
Right.
Let's do our last pairing of the evening.
The cookie is shortbread.
The shortbread, which they call trefoils. Trefoils. It's like this fancy-dancy French name for a shortbread cookie. And this is another one they renamed. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and look, they put the artsy-fartsy Girl Scouts on the French box.
So we have the little shameless hussies going to Washington on the thin, on the Samoas. The gardeners on the Thin Mints. The little cooks on the Savannah Smiles. And the artsy fartsies on the Trefoils. We're not making fun of Girl Scouts. Trust us. We love Girl Scouts.
We support our Girl Scouts.
Absolutely. I just bought 8 boxes of damn cookies.
We would like a discount.
Yeah.
But we support the Girl Scouts. But I'm just going to call bullshit because if you've got that much paint on a table.
You got paint on your shirt.
You got paint on your goddamn shirt.
Yes, absolutely. Look at the walls painted and everything, and they're clean as a whistle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stage.
Let's just put some paint on your t-shirt.
Yeah, come on, get messy.
We don't have to be neat.
Okay, and we are pairing this nice shortbread. Butcher this.
Do not know how to pronounce it.
Jamesera Cristalino. Jamesera Cristalino. This is a Brut. This is a sparkling white wine, a.k.a. champagne. And I'm about to pop the cork and hopefully not kill myself or sploosh all over the place. Put off there.
I'm glad Carol is doing this because I am not responsible when it comes to
uncorking.
What the heck
do they have on this cork? They have like a hand ripper on this cork. We're going to pay with blood to open our wine. Oh, shit. Okay. Drink another thing of Riesling. Try and open the damn bottle. Okay.
Do you need a tool of some sort?
I don't think there is a tool to open this. Well, first off, they have metal on the top of this. Which, when you're doing a champagne and you're trying to pop the damn cork.
Oh boy.
Metal on the top of the cork is never the best idea.
And I'm going to get the cat away from the alcohols.
Yeah, because.
And the water.
Sam here is trying to. Special guest Sam. Quasi's gonna come in. Okay. Bear with us, folks. I'm gonna put you on pause while I open this damn bottle of champagne. Okay, you guys missed the satisfying pop of that cork. And it only took me like 10 minutes. So be happy we didn't keep that rolling while I did that. This is probably a good champagne, but damn, it was difficult to get into. And I heavy poured there. It's worth it just getting a damn bottle open.
I am pro brute.
As am I.
And shortbread or trefoils.
Yes, or whatever they want to call them.
It's actually, I'm going to call it a Thai favorite with my Thin Mints.
I would probably put this tie with my Samoas as my favorite. I love a good shortbread. It's the Scottish in me. But this is a pretty good shortbread. For mass produced.
I would pair this with my tea.
Yeah.
On any given weekend day.
A good Earl Grey. I know you're not particularly fond, but a good Earl Grey would go very well with this. But we're not pairing tea. That's another podcast, so. Cookie good. Let's try the sparkling. Ooh, that is brute.
Well, that has bite.
That is very brute.
Ooh, that livens up your taste buds.
That does, and it actually pairs very well. Because the cookie sweetened, the sweet of the cookie kind of counteracts the brute of the sparkling wine.
I feel like my molecules are starting to float. This is a fizzy lifting drink from Willy Wonka's factory.
Well, I'm pretty sure Willy Wonka was an alcoholic because, man, look at the way he dressed.
That creepy tunnel scene, man.
That frightened me as a child.
Yes, me too.
Gene Wilder was always quite frightening anyway.
No.
He was.
No. Charming, funny bastard.
Well, yes, charming, funny bastard, once you got to know him. Well, not personally, but. As a child who loved Willy Wonka.
He had range.
He was creepy. He did. Victor Frankenstein. He could sing. He could dance.
A sharp dress.
He could charm Gilda Radner out of her pants.
Mm-hmm. I loved Gilda Radner.
Mm-hmm. So, the pairing here. We're getting away on the subject here. We're talking Gene Wilder, and we're supposed to be talking cookies and wine.
That's what happens when I drink.
True. This is true. I like this pairing. Okay, the two whites were actually very successful. This one is slightly less than the Riesling Savannah Smiles. But I think this pair's good.
I like both of the white pairings with their cookies. And I dislike both of the red pairings with their cookies.
I have to say, I think the Thin Mints needs a less fruity Merlot. I would go with a Pinot Noir. That's something a bit drier. With the Samoa, oh man, I don't know why they were thinking port. Port is so sweet, and the Samoas are so sweet. It's just like sweet.
Well, and going back to the Merlot with the Thin Mint, that also said Merlot or Zinfandel.
Zinfandel. A Zinfandel would probably be much better.
Should have gone with that.
Yeah, but that's a funky Merlot. That's very... haven't had a Merlot that's...
It doesn't taste like your regular Merlot.
No, that particular Merlot tastes incredibly pruny. It says grapes. They did make it out of plums, but the port tastes like port, but I knew port was sweet, and I'm not quite sure why everything paired it with the Samoa, which is probably the sweetest Girl Scout cookie there is. So that's just overwhelmingly sweet. So the reds failed, but the whites were very good. Yes, that Riesling with the Savannah Smiles, good, very good. The sparkling white with the trefoils. I hope we're pronouncing that correctly. I have no idea. That's what it looks like, trefoils.
I suppose if the French were pronouncing it, they would say trefois.
Trefois? The trefois. It's shortbread.
Yeah, it's shortbread. Cookie. Why dress it up?
Shortbread is Scottish. Where are they getting this French shit from? So, I think that's all for tonight. We've paired two reds and two whites with four brands of cookies. In 2 weeks, we're going to do another one where we do, again, pair two reds and two whites, and we're going to do... Four different cookies. The Rah Rah Raisin, the Do-Si-Dos, the Tagalongs, and another one. The Toffee-tastics, the gluten-free Toffee-tastics.
Oh, I'm a fan of those. I've already tried those.
Yeah, those are actually pretty good.
I like those.
I personally like the Tagalongs, the peanut butter ones.
Yes, I'm a fan
both
of those.
Both the Tagalongs and the Do-Si-Dos.
We got two peanut butter.
We got two peanut butters going next time. I should have had one of those this time, but oh well.
Well, let's clink.
This is Carol the Cat.
And Mia Miaclo Davis.
And we are signing off for the first ever Guardians of the Geekery Rogue podcast.
Good night.
Good night.